Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Today is the first day of the Missouri legislative session. Let's get a preview from Alisa Nelson, news director for Missouri Net. Alisa, one of the things we have to note, Republicans maintain their supermajority. So I'm wondering if that's going to mean smooth sailing for their priorities, or could we see a repeat of last year's turmoil?
You know, it's a different makeup in terms of we have a lot of new members. Sure, there are some reelected members as well, but some of the folks that were in the legislature last year that really put up some blockades are no longer there. Now, some of them still are, so I guess it depends on how many people join the band and, you know, how much loyalty there is to those folks and to the issue. So we'll have to see. I do think that Republicans are going to have some wins this year, but I also think Democrats will. I mean, I think even though it's a supermajority of Republicans, Democrats can they can still work together with the Republicans to try and get legislation that would be their priorities and also some that are, in their opinion, might be egregious. They can try and make it less egregious. So I think that's where there's going to have to be a lot of partnering between both parties.
Based on the pre-filed bills that you have seen over the last few weeks, what do appear to be some of the big legislative priorities for both parties this session?
Well, I think that a couple of priorities for both parties would be trying to address Missouri's lack of access to childcare. We have communities, many communities around Missouri, I'm going to say maybe about 80%, that do not have access to good quality child care. And so I think that will be a major issue in trying to get a tax credit package passed to help with that, and also maybe increasing the number of spots for early childhood education and pre-kindergarten by putting more state funding towards that. That's been done for the past couple of years, and that may continue to be something that the incoming governor, Mike Kehoe, might take a look at as well. And then I also think one priority of the incoming governor is fighting crime. And so I think we'll see with a Republican-controlled legislature, I think crime is always something that they want to tackle. And so that is the incoming governor's number one priority. So I think that there will be some focus on that, specifically on fentanyl trafficking. When I've talked to Mike Kehoe, that's what he really wants to focus on as well. And then one of the returning items I think that will get a lot of talk is foreign ownership of farmland. So all three of these that I've mentioned are really bipartisan issues. And the foreign ownership of farmland, you know, restricting our adversaries from trying to buy up more farmland in Missouri and probably more specifically around military bases, I think that'll be a focus as well. Those have not crossed the finish line over the past 2 or 3 years. And so I think that will happen, or that's going to at least get quite a bit of debate, I expect. I also think that Republicans, even though voters passed a restoration of abortion rights, I think Republicans they have their sights set on rolling back some of those abortion rights. And then the new minimum wage law and the required paid sick leave that voters also passed, I expect that will get some attention as well, just in case the courts decide to rule in favor of that ballot measure, Proposition A.
Let's talk about Amendment 3 enshrining reproductive rights in the Constitution. A judge last month left some things in place. I know lawmakers have said you know, there's a couple of things that they want to try to do, Republican lawmakers specifically, and that's define some of the things that are in that constitutional amendment, like fetal viability and what medical provider really means. How big a battle could that be?
Yeah, it could be. It could be a pretty big battle because, I mean, there are some folks that are just staunchly against abortion no matter what. And so, yeah, there could be quite a bit of a battle on that. I also think, you know, I think some of the ways that there might be more agreement would be on putting in provisions for exceptions like rape and incest. Since that wasn't in the 2019 bill that is that passed, I think that's been something that critics have talked about, is that there needs there should be some of those exceptions. But yeah, I mean, fetal viability being up to 6 months, I think that is not something that is an easy pill to swallow for some anti-abortion people.
Do you think transgender care will get as much attention this session, considering we're not in an election year?
Well, I think that could possibly come up on the abortion front, because I know that was some of the talk and some of the direction of some anti-abortion folks. They were trying to inform people that they think that it's not clear in Amendment 3 about transgender care. I think they were saying it was too broad, and so therefore it could open the door to some of that transgender care. So I think that'll be a part of the abortion fight. I think that there might be some more attempts to restrict transgender athletes as well. I think I've seen some bills on that that get into maybe high school and college and maybe some other restrictions as far as state funding goes. And if, you know, a school district breaks this sort of law of letting transgender athletes play, then they could lose state funding. So it could come up that way as well. So I haven't heard much about the transgender thing, but it obviously is a hot topic nationwide.
Alisa Nelson, news director for MissouriNet, thank you for the preview today.
Thank you.